at and find out about their children's activities. Another 30 teachers are connected at home. The school is about to extend the opportunity to link from home to all its parents and is adapting learning materials to allow student learning to be supported at home. Hightown's intranet homepage has information on the school and on the subject being taught. The website shows parents what students are supposed to learn each week and the approach teachers are using. Parents can link to the materials used by the students. The internet solves the age-old problem of parents asking their children whether they have any homework and being unable to verify the answer when the children invariably say no. Parents also have immediate access to teachers via email, in addition to personal meetings several times a year. Like Western Heights, Hightown is integrating technology into the classroom. Its web page provides special curriculum features that would otherwise not be possible, such as a virtual art tour that links to important museums around the world. Technology makes it easy for teachers to scale classes to age and ability and individualize learning. An 11-year-old art student, for instance, can go online to access age-appropriate materials prepared by the teacher to support the concepts presented in class on the theory of color. An online test measures understanding of complementary colors, and the student can link to artwork by Surratt to show how he used the eye's perception of colors to create pleasing visual effects. An independent review of the Hightown experiment by government researchers listed 6 major benefits of technology-based instruction. These were improved subject learning, improved network literacy, meaning skills in using PCs and the internet to learn, improved vocational training, better motivation and attitudes toward learning, improved skills in independent learning and research, and better social development. Using the school infrastructure to support education for the entire community is an important way to take advantage of and to justify technology investments. One type of education is basic literacy skills in computers that can be applied at any job. Another type, with great potential for people seeking employment, is training in information technology itself. In most countries, 1 out of every 10 IT jobs is going unfilled, with the United States and Europe each needing more than 500,000 new trained IT professionals in the next several years. Rapidly developing areas such as India and Latin America may have proportionately greater shortages. Because the prosperity of the Reading area is based on technology, and because traditional funding sources for schools are unlikely to be sufficient for its plans, Hightown School envisions a public-private partnership to pay for needed infrastructure, an investment loop whereby the business community invests in schools today and receives down the road more highly trained workers. Also, because the community will use the network for long-term education, Hightown educators expect the community to contribute. Adults can get online technical training either at the Reading schools, which open on evenings and weekends for that purpose, or at home. Fees for this service go toward maintaining and expanding the IT system. Many schools around the world are moving rapidly to prepare for the digital age. Israel has a national education network that lets students gather knowledge and use email either at school or from home. The network improves parent-teacher interaction. Costa Rica is providing every public high school student with access to the internet and email. High school students in Issaquah, Washington, in the United States, planned, built, and manage a district network of 2,000 PCs used to teach advanced academic skills. Students in Kentucky are also being trained to support their network, which spans the entire state, 176 districts, and includes connections with the state government and eventually local businesses and higher education. Most knowledge workers in the United States have their own PC, yet even at the best of schools, the ratio is often no better than 7 students to every PC. It's expensive for schools to buy PCs for every student, especially when PCs become out of date every 3 years or so. For this reason, there's a fear that the gap between the haves, those families that can afford PCs at home, and the have-nots, those that cannot afford PCs at home, will create a major gap in opportunities. Creative approaches in providing PCs to every student show great promise in helping students learn. One-to-one access, one PC per student, started in the early 1990s in Melbourne, Australia, where Bruce Dixon, a teacher interested in technology, saw significant differences in teaching results when he could scrounge a half dozen computers for his classes instead of just one. For PCs to achieve their full potential, he realized, students had to use them as a tool for all their work, in all their classes and at home as well as at school. Out of many discussions, conferences, and brainstorming with teaching colleagues, emerged the radical idea of having all the students finance their own machines. Dixon, by then a technology consultant to schools, worked out a financial model. For a monthly fee, students lease a machine and software. The vendor provides maintenance and upgrades, and when the student graduates, the family keeps the machine. Affordability is still a big challenge with this approach. Families that are well off can afford the typical $40 monthly fee over a 3-year period. Many families can afford to pay some modest amount, if not the full fee. Business, community organizations, and grants can make up the difference for the rest of the kids. Regardless of the amount, the family contribution is fundamental to this program, as it gives the students and their parents a sense of ownership of and responsibility for the laptop and its role in the student's learning. In the first several years of laptop programs, damage, loss, or theft of the laptops has been minimal. Educators say the reason is that students have a vested interest in taking good care of their machines. Interestingly, students from underprivileged neighborhoods generally have less loss or damage than do students from rich schools. Laptop programs have spread to schools worldwide. More than 60,000 students and teachers at 500 public and private schools in the United States have participated in the Anytime Anywhere Learning Laptop Program. The initial sponsor was Toshiba America Information Systems, and many more hardware manufacturers are involved today. This program brings laptops to students, trains teachers in their use, and integrates technology into curriculum. Large-scale programs have succeeded in many schools. By working with local businesses and the community, these schools have been able to finance laptops for all students. The impact of providing laptops for full-time use by students has been impressive. A recent study titled Powerful Tools for Schooling, Second-Year Study of the Laptop Program, by education researcher Saul Rockman, concludes that students who regularly use laptops gain many skills. They write more often and better, have improved research and analysis skills, express themselves more creatively, work more independently and also more collaboratively, more frequently rely on active learning and study strategies, readily engage in problem-solving and critical thinking, and adopt higher-order thinking skills. Objective numbers in the study are supported by the subjective reactions by teachers. 66% said laptops increased higher-order thinking by their students, and 71% said laptops improved student motivation and made students more willing to focus on schoolwork. Most school systems around the world are just beginning to bring PCs into the classroom. To get started requires leadership at the school board and superintendent level, and a technology plan that provides a blueprint for developing and managing the technical infrastructure, for integrating technology with curriculum, and for training teachers. Finally, rallying community support is critical. Voters have proven willing to vote for measures to fund concrete, well-fashioned plans. Communities should think of connecting the schools as the start of a broader effort to create a connected learning community among all civic organizations, and to think of technology-enhanced education as a lifelong activity not restricted by age or to schools. One of the most forward-looking ideas is to use PCs to offer a variety of ways to learn. About 50 different major theories attempt to characterize individual learning styles. Most of the theories identify similar attributes. In the simplest terms, some people learn better by reading, some by listening, some by watching someone else do a task, some by